You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the couch. With Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me. Happy Friday to you. We're always here at 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio, bringing you information about relationships, just helping you with issues or stuff. And I always have expert authors, speakers, writers, teachers, all that good stuff. And today, I actually have all of those. And she's also a LA Talk Radio personality. You can hear her every Thursday evening. Did you listen to her last night? It was a great show. It's called Beyond Beautiful. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to talk radio station on the internet. I'm talking about Gina Hendricks. Hey, girl, how are you? There's your microphone.
Hey, how are you?
Sorry about that. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Well, I've interviewed you so many times, and it's so much fun always, and you're a great help to people out there. And
thank you.
A relationship expert, may I say.
Well, that's what they say.
Now that you've written your book, we're going to be talking about your book.
Yes, thank you.
And she's not only an author, she is the founder of Exclusive Introductions. It's a boutique matchmaking service. She's a very highly regarded matchmaker to many of the most eligible men in Hollywood. And we are keeping those names confidential because that's the way it is here. We're on the radio. We can't do that. And you're professional. Also, like I mentioned, her show here is every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. It's called Beyond Beautiful. Talking to the ladies and the men too. Really important for the guys, you guys out there, to listen to the show as well. Also, I am so impressed with your book. Your debut book is called Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend.
Yes, it is.
Where'd you come up with that title?
You know what?
Cool.
It's certainly a little controversial, but it's a combination of things that I've said to myself over the years, you know, out of frustration, you know, oh, Christmas around again, I'm lonely. Gina, well, stop being a bitch and get a boyfriend. You know, it's
right.
Something I've said to myself over the years. And then I've also kind of thought about it in terms of like a lot of the girls I've set up with my clients in the past, just the way the date ends up going. And I just know the women. I am a woman. I'm one of them. And
right.
I just have seen all these mistakes we make when a man enters the picture. Like, we're these great, amazing women until a guy enters our life, a guy that we're crazy about or that we really like. All of a sudden, we turn into these creatures. And, you know, and there's many of them, but I call it a bitch just as in terms of just because you got to get one word for the cover and it's catchy and it gets your attention.
It is. It's so funny. A tongue in cheek, a way to get readers' attention, and it makes the subject matter a little bit lighter.
It really does.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It really does.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to swallow when I'm saying to you, instead of saying, Michelle, you're so picky. You've probably heard that.
Yes.
I mean, not that you've really heard that, but if you were picky and you weren't married and, you know, you've heard picky so many times.
Yeah.
And you're just like, whatever. But if I said to you, Michelle, you're a picky bitch.
Yes.
You have to giggle a little.
Yes.
And now you're going to pay attention.
Exactly.
That's kind
of
the deal.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And what you do is discuss in your book, which I really enjoyed, 16 different kinds of women or bitches.
We call them bitches.
We're going to be saying bitch on the air a lot this particular hour, so just don't take it personally. Don't get offended. Don't be calling me and complaining, unless you'd like to.
Hey, come on. Feel free to call in.
Thank you. The number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And that's Los Angeles area code. And come on down. Give us a call. You have any questions for my special guest?
You want to bitch at me? Go for it.
Guys, you're so bitchy sometimes. My special guest again, Gina Hendricks, author of her debut book, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend.
Yes.
And there you have it. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit first about your book. I mean, about your company.
Okay.
I want to talk about your book a lot because there are questions I have.
I bet you do.
About the various personalities who you describe.
Yes.
So let's talk about your business a little bit.
Sure.
And it's Exclusive Introductions, a boutique matchmaking service. What exactly is that?
Well, basically, I created the business around a very specific business model where I only work with 10 clients at a time. So I only work with men, and it's only men that hire me, and they're some of the most famous, well-known, high-profile guys.
Yes.
And it's not that they don't meet women every day, okay? That's the biggest myth. Everybody says, well, I don't do online dating because I meet plenty of people, or I wouldn't hire a matchmaker, I meet plenty. It's not about that.
Right.
It's about... especially actually if you're famous and high profile, you're only limited to the people you meet in your social circle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the girl that was on the show last night.
Yes.
I was talking to her, for example. She's a beautiful model, beautiful girl. And she was like, yeah, I would never do online dating or anything like that because, I just meet people every day. I go, yeah, but you meet people at your auditions in Hollywood.
That's right.
And always, you're always in Hollywood.
It's her social circle.
So I said, what about meeting the doctor in Hermosa? Or, you know what I mean? Like somebody who'd be a great dad, that, you know what I mean? So I connect people that are outside their immediate social circles.
Very cool.
I just have a broader reach.
Yes.
And, it's all confidential and it's private. And I work, like I said, with some of the most successful guys. But beyond that, I have to really like my guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's key for me.
I see.
I have to really like them, think they're going to be a good catch and a good guy for any girls so that I can be proud to set them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business where I'm really invested.
And you are a picky bitch. No.
I am a very picky bitch.
That's
yes,
a good thing in your business.
It is. I have to be a picky bitch.
Good for you. Well, that way, no, really. And you also induce a lot of trust from your clients. Well, these individuals ladies who you introduce to them, they probably really like, and there's probably a good deal of success stories that you have as well.
Absolutely. It's it's easier to set up. Listen, I think the problem, I've said this before, but a lot of matchmaking companies, they kind of turn into more of a lonely hearts club.
Right.
And while I feel for people, I don't believe in taking somebody's money if I don't feel like I can really help them and make a difference.
Well, that is good.
I'm not looking to just ching-ching.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't work for me. So
exactly.
I'm only going to work with somebody who I already think I can help.
Yes.
They just need a broader reach.
Right.
Maybe they need to meet women other than at Boa up on Sunset. Do you know what I mean?
You have to say it the right way. Boa.
Boa.
Thank you.
Boa. With my southern accent, my accent comes out more.
That's kind of cute. I like Boa.
Boa.
Anyway, like that.
I think it's all about connecting people who are in the right place mentally to be in a relationship. They have to be healthy, mentally healthy. Mentally, emotionally, physically, all of those things have to line up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about, your book inspiring you because you said to yourself, stop, here you are alone again on Christmas or whatever. You said, stop to yourself. Stop being a bitch. Just get a boyfriend.
New Year's is coming
just
around.
Just get it out there,
Yeah.
And side note.
Yes. The book is available on Amazon.
Yeah.
By the way.
There you go, folks.
And on my website.
And you can... And your website is?
ExclusiveInLA.com. And ladies can go and fill out a free profile.
Yeah.
So I don't charge the ladies, but they do have to fill out a profile.
You get on the mailing list. I'm on the list.
Yeah, you get my emails.
I do. They're
You're
great.
Not in my database.
I'm not.
No.
I don't think my husband would like that
probably,
too well.
Probably be a little awkward.
Mine.
You're an unavailable bitch.
Indeed.
For my guys, certainly not for your guy, but for my guys.
Sometimes for my guy,
yeah,
too.
But you are on my mailing list, and I do send out fun emails to my ladies each week.
Cool.
Yeah.
They are good. And if you'd like to call in and ask Gina a question, do so, please, 323-203-0815. If you have any questions for me, Dr. Michelle, you can do so as well. We're relationship experts.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, sure we are. So you said to me earlier at the beginning of the show, you mm-hmm. said, you know, I just kind of sitting here going, I got to get myself a boyfriend. So this book was sort of based on your inner voice to you saying, wait a minute, I am a professional matchmaker. I have met so many people throughout the years. I've interviewed so many men. I know the psyche of men. I know a lot of women and what they would like in a man. I've got to really write these things down, what I'm hearing and seeing as to why women really self-destruct in relationships.
Correct.
Why they can never get a decent relationship and they
right.
complain. So that's what your book's about.
Yeah, that's how the idea started. So I just said, you know what? I want women to take my advice and listen. So I figured, let's just make a catchy title. Stop being a bitch and get a boyfriend. Let's just get right to the point, because I think a lot of books tend to kind of coddle and kiss the butt of their readers, and
right.
that's just not what I'm into. I am a straight shooter.
Yeah.
But I also am funny. So, and I'm like, the message of the book is like, I'm like a sister. It's like things that your friends want to tell you, but they can't.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it. I'm saying, listen, you're alone again. Why are you alone again?
Yeah.
Stop doing these bad things that you do that prevent you from finding love.
Yes. So. At the beginning of your book, you say that it's a myth that men like bitches. Now, we only... Right?
Yes.
Where did this myth... I know the book we talked about
Correct.
A little earlier.
There's another book that's been popular for years called Why Men Love Bitches.
Mm.
And people said, Gina, did you write this book as like a counter to that book?
Yes.
And I didn't really, but I think that what that... And I've read that book, and what that book's just saying is really be busy, have a life, and that's great and valid, but women want to gravitate to this word... bitch, and they want to think that men do genuinely like bitches, and they don't.
No,
they don't.
No.
So that's why I just said, let's just stomp that myth out right here and now.
Yes.
If you're difficult or picky or all the long lists that I have in the book, that's going to certainly prevent you from getting what you want, which is mm-hmm. a boyfriend and ultimately mm-hmm. married.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get a boyfriend before you get married.
Well, that
that's
would, you know, that usually works,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that. Mm-hmm.
Or these days you could get pregnant, then get a boyfriend, then get married.
That's what's going on.
That's
I prefer not to do that myself.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, makes a little more tedious on the relationship right
Correct.
Off. Correct.
A little stress. A little stress.
Let's talk about the types of bitches.
Okay.
Or women.
Let's do it.
At
sure.
times. And again, do not take offense.
You can call them women. Yeah.
Folks, if you're listening, it's a catchy title, tongue-in-cheek. It's lightening up the subject here. It's not...
It's, you know what? Yeah. But what's funny, it's actually once people have, like, well, when they see the cover, because the cover's hilarious.
It is.
And then when they start reading it, and they realize that the tone of it is also very funny.
Yeah.
It's sort of like what's kind of happening, Michelle. It's kind of fun. Girls are calling me. Even guys are starting to say, you know, I read the book and I realize now I'm a picky bitch. Or, Gina, I realize that I am a combination of the all business bitch and the needy bitch. And so it's making it sort of fun, actually.
Exactly.
Whereas
exactly.
in the past, like we all have issues, but it's sort of more you're ashamed to say I'm needy or I'm insecure or I'm, you know, obsessive. But if you kind of when I put the word bitch behind it, now it's okay to say,
yes.
hey, you know what? I'm a picky bitch. I'm an obsessive bitch. It just kind of, do you
right.
see what I'm saying? It
sure.
makes it
sure.
more fun. Like
yeah.
we're all in this bitch club together.
Right.
You're not in it alone. You're not picky by yourself. You're not obsessive by yourself. You're just one of our bitches. And that means you're doing something to sabotage what you ultimately want, which is a relationship.
Right. And there are so many underlying psychological
yes.
reasons that you talk about as well in your book.
Right.
What I also like about your book is you just describe the kind of behaviors, the 16 different kind of
We narrowed it down to 16. There's many more. I'm already compiling
and then
more
you,
for the next book.
You tell a story. You give the example of what you're... Then you tell a story. This mm-hmm. is what's so cool. This is why you got to read the book, folks, because you tell the story about an individual. You name...
They're probably made up
names.
They are.
Of women who you have known and worked with who have these particular characteristics.
Sometimes they're a combination of me and the women I've known. I've been many of the bitches in the book.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A little information about you. You know what? I think we can all identify with
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely we can.
We can. I said, oh my God, I've done
times.
That.
Sure.
Anyway, so what you do is you identify and then... Talk about the woman who sort of has that characteristics, who you actually had first, you know, face experience with, and then what the gentleman said, the guy said, who were dating them about them, and the reality of the situation, which is where the psychology comes in,
right,
too. So
I don't try to dig too deep because,
right,
you know, I don't try to pretend I'm a, you know, a licensed therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a woman who's worked in the relationship industry for years, and I've been single. And so I've interviewed numerous relationship experts like yourself. You've,
yeah,
been on my old show that I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a combination of just all the knowledge that I've gathered, all the mistakes I've seen. I've seen what works. I've seen what doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's not based on a degree or my level of education. It's really just based on my life and my experience. So I think that is why I don't try to dig too deep psychologically.
Yes.
I do try to point out what you're doing, and I try to say, here's what I think you should do to kind of, like, not do that anymore.
Right.
And
exactly.
And I think giving the guy's perspective really puts it into perspective.
I really enjoyed that part.
Thanks. I think that's what a lot of people have said they really liked about it.
And I think when men read it, they're going to say, oh, yeah, I am so agreeing with this guy.
Oh, I can't, yeah, take so many guys. Yeah. That's really surprised me. The guys have written to me, and they've said, Gina, I've gone out with that girl. I've known that girl. I've gone on that date, you know.
Yep, exactly. Well, let's go down the line. Maybe we can have enough time to,
sure,
sort of talk about the different kind of bitches,
sure,
or women who you talk about,
sure,
who are sabotaging women,
yeah,
their relationships.
Right.
Or their ability to have a relationship. And then, you know, we'll just hopefully get some calls and maybe some people, or women, guys, call in 323-203-0815 and probe a little deeper so you can see if you're having issues of this kind. What's the all business bitch? I have to jump into that because I kind of know who that is, and I'm a little guilty several years ago before I met my husband.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So I feel like I currently am the all business bitch. Currently am.
Okay. All right.
In fact, the story in the book is kind of a combination of a story that happened to me not long ago.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I was set up with someone who was super cute, but because I really, for the last, you know, 4 years, I've been in this business mode.
Right.
I've kind of put my sexuality and my flirty flirt on a back burner.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And unconsciously, I'm not, you know, I feel like myself. I think I'm myself, but I'm the all business version of myself, which is great for business. But when you go out on a date, you can't bring the all business bitch with you. But
mm-hmm.
You become one unless you're aware of it. So I go out on the date with this guy and he's so cute and I don't even think about it. We're just chatting away. But then afterwards, as we're about to leave, I had asked him a series of questions that, basically, looking back on it now, because when I told my friend about it, she was like, wait, you said this, you said this. I was like, yeah. And now I realize. So when I'm on the date with the guy, I asked him everything from, how did you form your LLC? To, where did you find your personal assistant? You know, like questions that were all business related. And the killer was that at the very end, as we're about to walk away and we're saying our goodbyes, I said, oh, by the way, do you have a good accountant?
Oops.
Oh, my God. And seriously, the look on his,
yeah,
face was like, are you serious right now?
Oh, my gosh.
And he ended, yeah, up telling my friend, because we'd been set up,
mm-hmm,
through my neighbor.
Right.
He told my friend, he said, you know, she's cute, she's great, but she's just kind of in work mode. And I,
right,
went, oh, yeah. And he never asked me out again because he didn't see me as sexy, fun, flirty. And,
right,
so when I say all business bitch, that is absolutely what I mean.
Okay.
You got to identify who you are. Now I'm aware of it.
Yes.
So now I'm aware of it. So when I go out, I really try not to talk about work.
Mm-hmm.
I really try to be the fun,
right,
flirty girl.
That is part of you, too.
Which is a part of me that's,
yes,
gotten buried.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And how did you get out of being the all business
bitch? I still am.
But
no,
you got,
I'm
married,
kidding.
So obviously not.
Yeah, obviously not. No, I just, my husband's very busy, and he's always been in the financing industry, and he's 30 years or something. I mean, this guy is like an ace.
Wow.
He's amazing. So he respected my... being a psychologist and also being in radio. So I think he really, I don't think I was that all business. Because something,
you didn't
something
ask him
happened.
About his taxes.
That's right.
Right.
I don't know. Just kidding. But yeah, I did sort of back off on
it. And I've seen a lot of girls say that, you know, they say, Gina, you know what, you're right. I do that too. I'm just so in business mode, and I'm constantly networking, especially these days, I think, with the economy.
Sure.
And especially when women have to stay single longer, so they really do have to kick their career into high gear these days to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is I think their libido kind of goes into a deep freeze.
Well, sure it does. And that's not a good thing.
No, not a good
not
thing.
Not a good thing. All right, let's move on to the bitter woman.
Yeah, this is a funny thing, actually, because I think I've slipped into this one, too, accidentally.
No, haven't.
It's funny. You don't realize it. But then when, like, you know, you start thinking about it, I think there are things, if you remain single a long time, I think you do kind of slip into something where you start saying, oh, there's no good men out there. Or I had said to my girlfriend the other day, and then I said, oh my God, what are you telling me? I think I'm the bitter bitch now. Because I thought I wasn't that one, but I think I am. Because I found lately that a lot of guys, you can look at it as bitter, you can look at it as like negative thinking, which goes hand in hand. But I've been saying lately, when guys find out I'm a matchmaker, it kind of turns them off. Like, it's weird. I don't know. It's a very weird, and I kind of feel like I'm not like getting the attention, or I'm, you know, getting older. But see, that's negative thinking.
Exactly.
Which is in turn bitter.
Well, I
and
get it.
I get that way.
You've got it.
And my girlfriend's like, no, because she's super positive and she's got men just gravitating to her like flies. And because she's upbeat and positive and she doesn't think in a negative way. So
that's
like
great.
The bitter bitch, for example, in the book, is a combination. I met a woman, you know, over the last year, and she was like, Gina, what kind of advice could you give me? I'm open to critique, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, well, you need to maybe whiten your teeth a little bit. You're fabulous, but maybe just whiten your teeth a little bit. And then I would recommend going on Millionaire Match. Like, I was just throwing her out some good advice, free advice, cost her nothing. Okay. So then a couple weeks later, she says to me, and this is via text, oh, I went on that million. It was terrible. And, you know, the guys were just short and unattractive, and I'm so much better than that. And then she says, and I got my teeth whitened, but you're not setting me up with anybody. So were you just telling me this? But do you see what I mean? It's
a
really
spin
negative.
Right.
Yeah, she's going cuckoo.
Right.
And so she's in such a negative place that even the positive stuff I was trying to give her, she received it in a negative way.
Yes.
So there you go. And then she sent me a picture Christmas Day. This Christmas Day.
Yes.
She doesn't say anything.
Mm.
It's a text of her teeth. Just a close-up picture of her teeth. She sends me via text. Not Merry Christmas, Gina. Yeah, my teeth are whitened, and thank you. Just a close-up of her
Maybe she's lacking social skills, and that's what her trouble is.
This is going to be another bitch I'm making in the book. I'm not sure what we're calling that yet.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating story, though. I like that. It's Kyla's story. So.
Yeah. It's a combination. These girls are all a combination of many women. Okay, one of my favorites is coming up, which is the one you said is even hard for you to say.
The bossy bitch.
No,
is that the bossy one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we could do bossy, sure, but there's another one, a good one, that you're going
to
ask me about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, on the whole,
but bossy bitch.
Little tease here.
Bossy bitch, coming up, there's a good one coming up. but bossy bitch is actually... You could phrase it in a lot of different ways, but essentially I see it as a woman who is like high-powered. She's like on the even playing field of a high-caliber guy. Like, a lot of my guys are CEOs of companies, and they take charge, and they run the show. That's what they are, right?
No nonsense.
So, the woman, this particular woman in the book, the bossy, is a woman who's worked her way up the ladder. She is probably CEO. She could be a supermodel. She's used to being large and in charge. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So what happens is I find that these women, a lot of times, they want that caliber of guy. They want their equal. But what they don't realize is those guys do not want a woman whose balls, basically, are as big as theirs.
Right, right.
See what I mean?
Sure.
So we call that bossy in the book. And it's just about, dialing it down. And realizing that if you want that caliber of guy, if you want the man that's in charge, the CEO, then you have to not be the CEO when you go on a date with him. You have to let him take charge and be the man.
Interesting. And, you know, I mean, I say, hey, you go, girl, for the one who is the CEO, and the story you describe, and, you know, she's doing great. But, and she's She's got all everything's all of her ducks in a row, but it sounds like there's control issues. I
Correct.
Mean, you have to dial down the control issues. That's something very common I hear from men clients is, oh my God, she wants to control me. And sometimes it does translate from women who are in management at work.
They just
guys
don't realize
do it too.
What they do. Oh yeah. And now listen, I say in the book too,
yeah.
Guys do a lot of things wrong.
Right.
And you know, and I laugh to the guys and I say, hey, which bitch are you? You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Same thing. But
yeah.
But for the sake of this book, I'm really just trying to help the women. So I'm not focusing on the guys' issues
right.
for this book because
sure.
that's not who I've written the book for.
Right.
I'm trying to help my ladies.
Good.
But I will
Good
tell
deal.
You on the subject of bossy, there is a very big famous former supermodel that I know that I have set up with a client before, and she, you know, she, literally top of her game, so big deal, everybody knows her, and she wanted that kind of guy that I'm talking
sure.
about. She wants the, you know, the multimillionaire, billionaire, the jets, that is her lifestyle anyway. That's
right.
already her lifestyle.
Sure.
It's not like
she's
needs him,
coming to the table with her
own.
But
she wants an equal, right?
Sure.
She wants an equal. And so what happened is I set them up, and she's not aware she's doing it, but they went to a party together and he had to like follow behind her. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it was sort of like, and that's just that kind of guy doesn't want to carry
sure.
her purse or
yes.
it's just not what he wants to do.
She was in control.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think either she needs to go for a guy that's a little less than that
mm-hmm.
or she needs to be aware of what she's doing. And just kind of make him feel a little bit, you know, more of like, okay, you're the guy. And it's a game in a way, but it's a game you have to play if
sure.
that's the kind of guy you want.
That's true. It's really true. By the way, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, Gina Hendricks. She's the founder of Exclusive Introductions, and she has a talk show right here on LA Talk Radio every Thursday at 7 p.m. It's called Beyond Beautiful. It's a good show. You got to listen to it. She's a relationship expert.
A relationship.
Allaha yah. Well, we're saying bitch a lot today,
yeah, exactly.
So I guess it's okay in the tone. We're also talking about her debut book, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend. If you'd like to call in, you can do so at 323-203-0815. We are discussing different kinds of women who self-destruct relationships, and we're moving on. And oh, my God, I carefully turned the page because I knew this was coming next. And I hate to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I read there's several words I hate to say,
mm-hmm.
but this is one of my...
Correct.
Yeah.
That's fine. Go ahead. Do you want to say it?
How do you find the dumb bitch women?
How do I find them?
Define them.
Oh, how do I define a dumb,
dumb
bitch? How do I
bitch.
Define a dumb bitch?
Gina.
Basically, listen, if I were to say to you, Michelle,
Gina.
Michelle, you're really dumb. But if it's more insulting than actually if I said, well, Michelle, you're a dumb bitch. You would laugh. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're laughing.
Exactly.
It's
right.
actually less insulting when you put that word
That's
behind
right.
it. It just livens it up and, you know, softens it up. Believe it or not, it actually does. So anyway, because it's like I would rather be a dumb bitch than just be dumb. It feels like you're so alone.
Right,
when
exactly.
You're just dumb. But anyway, okay. So the dumb girl in the book is basically, you know, I do tell a story. Everybody has a story to tell. And the girl's name in the book is Carol. And we paint a picture of, you know, just she's a great girl, got it going on. But she chooses in the book, in this particular story, basically a loser, a guy that she knows is not going to be good for her. Well, you know, as a friend, when you see your friends do this, you're
yes.
just like, you go, stop, hit the brakes. And they don't, and they keep giving it the gas, and you go, you know what, Jesus, Carol is a dumb bitch. Like,
right.
what's she doing? But I will
right.
give you a perfect example.
Okay.
Is, drum roll please, and I've talked a lot about this, is Sandra Bullock. Sandra
okay.
Bullock is
yeah.
a classic example of a dumb bitch, right? Only,
oh,
only.
I like her so much.
I know,
much.
But it's only in this one scenario.
Okay.
She's a fabulous girl.
Yes.
That's the thing. Most of the women I know are all amazing. But they do these things that are just, you're just like, are you kidding me? So when she got together with Jesse James, he has a long history of cheating on women.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So why would such a smart, amazing, talented woman
True.
Make such a bad choice? Well, she just happened to be in that circumstance making what I call in the book a dumb bitch, right? A dumb bitch move. And what's interesting about bad boys and these guys with long bad histories is that guess what? You leave them, another dumb bitch comes along. And then there's another one after that and another one after that. There'll be a long line of dumb bitches ready to take on a bad boy and think they can turn him in to a saint. And that is never going to happen.
And that's dumb.
It's dumb. After Sandra Bullock left, there was Kat Von D. And there'll be another one after her and another.
There probably is.
There probably already is.
There probably are.
And you just have to say to yourself, there's just no other way to phrase that, girl.
Right,
seriously.
Exactly. And you described the different traits, and I was just flashing on Jesse myself when you were saying
he's
a player.
Exactly.
The guy you're with trashes his ex. He doesn't support his kids, possibly.
Well,
if he has them.
I think Jesse and James is different. I think he does. I think his issue is just he's just such an
narcissist.
A-hole.
He's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he cheats. And he's a perpetual cheater.
Yeah.
And a liar. We know that.
This
is a relatively proven thing, basically.
Sitting on the couch, watching, what, was it the SAG Awards with his girlfriend while his wife was getting the award, praising him and how wonderful he is and how much he supported. He's sitting there with his girlfriend with, oh, God.
Right.
Gag me. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So that's what I mean by that.
A woman who's really ignorant and doesn't really see ahead of time the patterns and learn about bad patterns about men who are going to continue to hurt you.
And I wouldn't say that she's stupid.
No.
Okay, I think there's a difference.
I
wouldn't call her a stupid bitch because, like, Sandra Bullock, for example, smart woman.
Oh, yeah.
Talented, fabulous. She just made a really dumb decision.
Yes. Absolutely.
We all do. We all have.
I've
been dumb bitch many times. Let me tell you, I've dated plenty of bad boys.
Have you?
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know, there is an attractiveness about them.
Hopefully never do that again.
Right. Nah, you've learned.
Yes.
You're not going to have to deal with that anymore.
Even when I do feel attracted, I mean, there is this thing where you just do, it's almost like being a heroin addict, I think, that like you're just like, oh, you want that drug.
Right.
But then you just say, nope, not going there again.
Been hurt too many times.
Yeah.
Not going to even
know
deal
how
with
that story ends.
Exactly. And the reality is there's nothing, when it comes down to it, attractive about someone who is antisocial.
Right. Or
lies.
Yeah, cheater,
cheats,
liar.
Schemes. And,
that's not fun. It's
God.
Not fun to have knots in your stomach.
No.
And be worried constantly.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. I love that story, though. It was interesting about Carol. We're moving on to
Carol / Sandra Bullock, no.
Yeah. The freaky deaky girl. What's the freaky alert test about? You talk about the freaky...
All the intros to the different chapters basically make you take a test, and it's a fun test. You know, take the test, see if you're an insecure bitch or, you know, if you fall in this category.
Yeah.
But now when it comes to the freaky... It's funny because I only put one question in there. I just said, does getting to know him involve, you know, his genitals, basically?
Right.
Because if that's your only standard for, you know, how you want to bond with a guy, then you're probably a freaky bitch. And that just means too sexual.
Yeah.
A girl that gets too sexual too quickly.
Right.
Or it could even mean a girl who, and girls make this mistake over and over and over again, they start sleeping with a guy because they think that it's going to magically turn him into a boyfriend.
Right.
And like we say in the book, in the beginning of that particular chapter, I say, you know, your vagina does not have magical powers.
Right.
But we think that it does.
It's true.
We think it's going to magically transform this stranger into our boyfriend.
That's right.
It doesn't work out that way.
I'm going to quote you here. You say, the mind of the freaky bitch. She says, I'm so good in bed, so hot, so crazy that he won't be able to resist me. He's going to have one taste and be addicted. He's going to need me and stay with me and want to be with me all the time.
Not true.
Not true.
No. Because I've known this girl. I've not been that girl for sure, but I've slept with guys too soon and wanted them to be my boyfriend and realized that's not what's going to happen. But I do know a couple of girls in particular who I've set up with my clients who are just easy pickings, for no other way to put it.
Right.
And the guys will use them for what they can use them for, which is sex, and they won't take them seriously, and the girls will not become, a valuable commodity to those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They just won't.
Yeah, it's true. I totally agree.
I've seen it time and time again. In fact, there's a girl at my book party who's, you know, sweet, sweet girl. But by the end of the night, she had had a little too much to drink, and the guys were circling her because they knew.
Sure.
They knew. And she was, and I had to drag her out of there because I knew how that story would have ended
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. That's true.
The guys were bummed, but.
Oh, right. Too bad. Mm-hmm. Well, at least you saved her. Good mm-hmm. for you. Yeah, I have a lot of clients coming in, women, who think that that is going to get them.
They do think so.
To be the one. And next.
And a bad guy might push a girl into trying to have sex too
right.
soon.
Sure.
But what I've realized, and I've learned this from my clients telling mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. that the sooner a guy pushes them into sex, mm-hmm. the less he likes her anyway.
It's true.
Isn't that terrible?
No, it's terrible.
And it's true.
It really is. Well, exactly.
Because if they like you, they'll wait. They won't
exactly.
push you.
That's right.
But they push you because they're like, yeah, I don't really want her for a girlfriend, so maybe I can at least F her.
Yeah. No, that's exactly
yeah.
right. And so it's not really going to help.
Nope.
It's not really going to help. You have to
keep panties on, ladies.
Yeah. If you really want a decent relationship,
yeah.
you've got to just kind of let it kind of brew, see how it's going, see how you guys get along, see how you can't just jump in.
It's not going to help. I mean,
no.
the thing is, and I have clients, my guys will tell me, Gina, I told her,
yeah.
I told the girl, I don't want anything serious. I don't, you know, I'm not ready to get into a serious relationship right now. I'm, you know, and she says, that's fine. That's fine. We can be casual. But she's lying.
Right.
And I said to the guy, she's
right.
lying. Mm-hmm. She's sleeping with you not to be casual.
Right.
So what yeah. you going to do? You know, the guys are being honest and the girls really need to listen to them.
Yeah, it's true. Good advice, my dear.
Thank
and
you.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Ginny Hendricks. She's the author of her debut book, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend. We're talking about all the different kinds of women and bitches, characteristics.
Characteristics.
Yeah, who self-destruct in relationships. Things that you should not do if you would like to have a decent relationship. And if you're looking for someone, things that will push men away. You can also listen to Gina here on LA Talk Radio every Thursday evening at 7. Her show is called Beyond Beautiful. It's a great show.
And they can always go to my website, which is exclusivenla.com.
And you can get the book on amazon.com.
Yep. Can do that.
All right. And we're moving along, talking about the next type of woman.
Yes, the next type of woman.
I'm worried somebody's just going to tune in, you know, and
right.
Every other word is bitch coming out of Dr. Michelle's mouth. And it's in the title of the book,
hey, we're
okay?
we're shaking things up
That's
today,
it.
Michelle.
We're having lulls. We're having the lulls.
This is the end of the year. This is your last show of the
That's
year.
Right.
Might as well go out with a bang.
You got that right. Well, you're one of my favorite authors to have
Thank
on the
you.
Show in the whole world. So let's talk about those frumpy women.
Okay. I've known these girls for sure.
Yeah.
These are girls that just, they want to meet somebody, but oftentimes they're really smart girls. And so they kind of think that that's good enough, that they're just smart and they look the way they look and they shouldn't put any, you know, that to, I think that sometimes women who are very intellectual think that it's insulting to them and to their intelligence for them to dress sexy on a date. But they are wrong, because the problem is a man will love your mind, but men are visual.
Yes.
And you really have to kind of sex it up. You don't want to be slutty, but you do want to look feminine and mm-hmm. sexy when you go on a date. I've never have I met a guy who said, yeah, Gina, you know what? She was just too sexy.
She looked like hot in those sweatpants.
She looked, you know, she looked too hot and I won't go out with her again. She's just too sexy. No. But
right.
they will say, you know, she didn't really, like, she was wearing linen pants and a baggy sweater and she showed up with her glasses and her hair pulled back. I'm like, what are you telling me right now?
Yeah,
you know, I
exactly.
don't know what
right.
you, because the thing is, the dating world right now is competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not bringing your A game, if you're not looking your best, chances are, well, I know for a fact, the next girl he goes out with is going to be bringing her A game and is going to be looking her best. And so who's he going to call again for a second date? The girl
well,
that
sure.
showed up just like frumpy gal, or the girl who showed up that's, you know, looks sexy and alluring and, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Sure.
Guys are visual.
Yes.
And my girlfriend, again, who has the men gravitating to her like flies, she gets her hair done. She mm-hmm. gets her nails done.
Sure.
She works out. She wants to move the merchandise off the shelf. So how do you move the merchandise off the shelf? You present it in the most attractive way possible.
Yes.
It's just it.
It's a formula as well. You have to look at it as a formula. But it also makes us as women feel better about ourselves.
It really does.
I think when yeah. we're, you know, feeling good. We have a nice new hot looking dress and we feel good about our bodies. I mean, even women who would say that they're overweight. I see so many women who go, oh, I'm so fat. And it's like, okay, well, you have to be okay with your body. So just be comfortable with who you are.
I think,
or go to the gym
and
or
guys
take
don't
care.
Really, you know what the truth of the matter is?
Right.
I mean, you know, guys don't really care as much about,
yes,
you know, your body as you think they do.
It's
or
true.
As the magazines want to convince you they
Thank
do.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
It's really true. Like, as long as you're cool with it and you feel good
right.
about
you're
yourself
confident.
And you're confident,
yeah.
you make eye contact, you smile,
right.
they're really not that worried about it.
I think you're right. I really do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the insecure person.
Yeah,
and this is a huge, this
that.
Could be a whole book.
Right. That's
you know
true.
What I'm
that
saying?
That could be a whole book. Yeah.
And we all have insecurity about something.
Sure.
So, I love the story about Megan that you wrote here in your book. And
she lost weight.
Yeah. We could define, you know, what that insecurity is that you're talking about.
I mean, maybe. In a way, you could say that that guy seems to maybe be attracted to those same kind of girls. Maybe he doesn't really realize what he's attracted to.
Right.
Because I think that when you start picking the same people over and over again, you kind of have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? But,
right.
But in the case of Megan and Insecure, it's, you know, the thing is, your security level really comes from you and your mind and how
yes.
you feel about you. So
yes.
no one can fill that void except for you.
Right.
So in the case of the girl that we talk about in this particular story for the insecure, she's a girl who has lost a ton of weight and feels great about herself to a degree, but she hasn't really fully embraced that she's great. And so she needs the guy to constantly reassure her that she's pretty enough, that she's thin enough, that she likes. And that wears a guy out. It
sure.
would wear anyone out. I mean, it would wear a girl out if a guy was doing that. My
right.
goodness.
Well, yeah.
And you know, nobody can fill that void. So being insecure is never, I don't think it's ever going to result in a healthy, stable relationship.
I agree. I really do. Nobody is perfect. Absolutely. No, there is no such, I mean, perfect is so subjective, you know, defining that anyway. But
well,
I mean,
again, it's funny because like a girl could feel like the girl Megan, for example, in the book, she was feeling great about herself. She
right.
lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
So until she got the boyfriend, she didn't really feel so insecure.
Right.
But all these little issues that we have deep down start
That's right.
to emerge when
right.
we feel vulnerable
That's right.
and when we're starting to care for someone.
So
it's
true.
Almost like we kind of retreat back to like our childlike insecurities, right?
It's all the little voices within our minds, you
right.
know, all the messages that we bought into when we were young from
right.
whoever, mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa, siblings, cousins.
Kids at school.
Kids at school, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the stuff. And then we carry it and then we believe it and then we internalize it. And here we are, middle-aged or something.
And then we fix it.
People in their 40s who are saying, you know, I still feel like that little chubby girl. It's like, excuse me? You weigh 100 pounds. You're
right.
5'5".
Right.
You know, give me, you know, that kind of thing. So
and that kind of girl probably would need, once
exactly.
she gets in a relationship, all this reassurance.
Indeed.
From her guy.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting, and no guy is going to be able to deal with that for very long.
So true. Let's talk about the irrational women out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have an irrational alert.
Yes. That's a test you'd take.
Yes. Those are the
questions. To see if you are an irrational, let's see, let me look at that one.
Okay, so, yeah, you talk about the irrational woman, and you say, you know, it's different from the dumb, as you describe.
Oh, irrational's different, yeah.
Yes.
So, like, basically, here's a couple of the questions
okay.
that I put in here. This is for the test of irrational.
Okay.
Do you often find yourself wrapped up in very dramatic situations?
Yes.
Do your friends tend to tell you that you're overreacting to situations?
Mm-hmm.
Do you often seek the advice of your friends, but when they give you advice, you turn around and do the exact opposite?
Right.
Do you make up a million different stories in your head of things that you're sure your guy is doing, but yet your ideas have no ground?
Mm-hmm.
Does the smallest thing send you into a tailspin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I can give you a kind of a funny example of just, I mean, and there's so many different varying examples of being irrational, but
sure.
one is that just kind of you just go, what? I knew a girl that went out with a guy, and she said she calls me because she's dating my client at the time, and so she was calling to kind of, you know, kvetch about him. And so did I say that right?
Yeah,
kvetch.
Yeah.
I'm not Jewish, but I know the word anyway.
You said it right.
Yeah. So she was like, Gina, I talked to him. He called me, but he was chewing when we were talking on the phone. He was chewing the whole time.
Maybe he was chewing gum.
And I'm like, what? And
maybe
she
was
just
hungry.
Was so, she got so angry to herself. She didn't let him know, but she was pissed in her own mind.
Right.
Because she thought it was so rude and it meant that he didn't like her enough and was taking, you know, her for granted, the fact that he was chewing. So you see what I mean? Irrational thinking. Like,
right.
You go, what the F?
Right.
Are you
spinning
talking about?
Off onto all these just
because
assumptions, which aren't true.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's just stuff that's like, you are wasting everybody's time with this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing.
It's exactly right. And your
especially
friends are
mine.
Going, what? Snap out of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Where did you create this one? I know he's cheating on me.
More drama.
This guy. Yeah, exactly.
Irrational bitch could also be drama bitch, but we'll call her that in another book.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Just creating useless scenarios that will probably either never happen or just are completely not true.
Yeah, it's true. By the way, if you just tuned in here on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today is Gina Hendricks. We're talking about her debut book. It's called Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend. She's, of course, the founder of Exclusive Introductions, and it's a beautiful company. If you go online, you can check it all out. It's a boutique matchmaking service. She works with highly regarded men in Hollywood, particularly finding very special women who would be there for them for wonderful relationships. This is not a hookup kind of thing, folks. This is a very classy, high-level matchmaking
service.
Yeah,
it's not called exclusive hookups. Exclusive
You're so funny. You crack me up. You can also hear Gina every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Her talk show on LA Talk is Beyond Beautiful. And we're talking about 16 different types of women who create problems in their lives and self-destruct in relationships. And the book is Stop Being a Bitch, and we're using that word quite a lot this hour, but it's tongue-in-cheek. It's lightening things up. It kind of makes things a little, you know, more interesting when we say, stop being a bitch and get a grip.
Guess what?
Know?
You're going to listen to me. You're going to be like, what is she
That's
saying?
Right.
As opposed to if I said, you know, stop doing things that prevent you from finding love. It's like we've all heard that. And truly, we've all heard different ways of giving people advice.
Yeah.
I just say, can you create it in a way and make it presentable to somebody where they gets their attention, they can laugh, they can identify with it.
And, you know,
and hopefully do it.
It's so
it
true. That's exactly right. What I want to do is kind of spin through these quickly, and then I would like you to tell me which, because we only have about, oh my gosh, 5 minutes left. It's always fun with you. We just have such a great chat.
You know, ultimately, though, I do want to say before, just so that we don't run out of time before I say this, ultimately, the book is about balance.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that because people go on dates and they are either they're acting like they're on a, you know, FBI investigation, grilling somebody.
Yes.
Or in the book, they're the self-centered bitch, which means they're only talking about themselves.
Yes.
So people tend to, for some reason, go to extremes. They're at one end, or they're the freaky bitch and they get too sexual, or they're frumpy and they're uptight. But it's all about balance.
Yes.
Don't,
exactly.
You know, don't be one end or the other. Just keep a healthy balance.
Right. And we all have a little bit of all those traits within us.
Yes.
Just like certain personality disorders. Oh, my God. I have, you know, no. We all have balance. We all have bad days. We have frumpy days.
Right.
We have.
You just don't want to be too much of any one thing.
Exactly. We have self-centered days. We have bitter days. We have. You got to sort of survive in the mid.
Right.
And also, it's very important to present yourself when you are out there trying to meet people and you really would like a good relationship with a good person in the middle of these, you know.
You want to be in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
A healthy middle ground.
It's so true. By the way, you can read about needy women, obsessed women, picky. We talked about the picky. Also, self-centered. Oh, that's another one. Commitment phobes. That's a real common one. That's what I see a lot.
Right. But do you see how much more, no offense, how much more boring it sounds when you just go,
it's true,
commitment phobe, or you go
so
picky.
Funny. No, it's true.
But if you were saying, you know what, the obsessed bitch, the picky bitch, the unrealistic bitch, now people are like, wait, what? You see what I mean?
That's right.
So that's the reason
kind
for the word.
Kind of smacks them into reality.
It does. It's like, come on with me. Let me get your attention.
Get with it.
Right.
And if people would like to get in touch with you and get the book,
yes,
how can they do that?
Well, they can get the book just on Amazon. But mm-hmm. these days, I'm telling everybody to go to my new fan page on Facebook.
Cool.
And you type in "Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend," and you land on my fan page, and you like my page. You have to hit the like. Mm-hmm. I will send you a code, and you get $7 off on the book.
Wow.
So you get
that's a
discount.
That's a great deal. Yeah.
But if you go to the fan page on Facebook first, and then anybody can always find me. They can email me at Gina@exclusiveinla.com.
Exactly. And all they have to do, too, is they can get all that information by clicking on your webpage here
sure.
on LA Talk Radio for your Thursday night show,
Absolutely.
Beyond Beautiful.
Go there.
And then they can click and get all that information. So if that's doable, that's easy, too, folks.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever makes it easy for you is
exactly.
what we want to do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gina, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been so fun.
It's time's up already.
I know. That's the way it goes around here.
I know.
Just when you settle in and get comfortable.
There you go.
Put your feet up on the desk. It's like, get out.
Thank you again so
Thank
much
you.
For being such a great guest, as always. Check out Gina's book, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend, The Best Advice She Finally Took.
I do try to take the advice every day. It slip once in a while, but I do overall, I think I am a better person
yeah,
these days.
Yeah, indeed. All right, everybody. Well, you can stay on the couch if you like, folks. But we got more great shows coming up next with Dave. CBS News is first. And I invite you always to log on to the informational website that's right here on LA Talk Radio, my webpage. DocMichelle@AOL.com is where you can write me and complain or say, gee, I loved your show today. I take both. It's okay. As I always say, do take care of yourself first. Then you'll be great for others. It's not narcissistic. It's just the way it is. All right. Have a wonderful day. Happy New Year. May you be blessed with a healthy 2012. Bye.